The crime control model that I subscribe to, that I believe most 21st century police believe will give you traction as relates specifically dealing with violent crime, is an intelligence-led police model that is hotspot and offender-focused, effective partnerships with law enforcement and community, and then you also have to have community involvement. When you have all of those things working in concert, I believe you can have traction in violent crime. There's no secret that many of the communities that suffer violent crime over time, there are a lot of socioeconomical issues that are going on in those communities that the police cannot address by themselves. I can tell you, in looking at this process, the selection process for the city, the kind of mechanism that was put in place to select a chief is the same kinds of relationships that we need to address crime, that we need to address poverty. You have to have as many stakeholders as you possibly can, those who are impacted by the decisions that you're making, at the table so that they are able to define success with you. And then when we get to that celebratory moment, we have more people happy, more people who will remain engaged because they've had a part in the process.
The next question that I had is Avery.